Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Lamed Daled Bechoros 34. In today's Daf Yomi, we turn to the Mishnah at the bottom of 34a. And our Mishnah discusses somebody who makes a blemish intentionally in a firstborn animal. What is the punishment of the rabbis for the person who does such a mistake, such a sin? Because we know that a firstborn animal is not allowed to be used by the owner or by the Kohen in any way until it has a blemish on the animal, that if it doesn't have a blemish, it's supposed to be offered as an offering. But if it has a blemish, then the Kohen can offer it for himself and eat it. So at this point, the Talmud says, Hatzorim ozim babachor, somebody who makes a blemish in a firstborn animal, Rebbe Lezer says that this animal can never be slaughtered, even if it will then get another blemish on its own, because we're going to punish the person because they're not supposed to make the blemish. So if it gets a blemish on it, if the person makes a blemish on it, then Rebbe Lezer doesn't allow you to slaughter this animal, even if it ends up getting a blemish. Whereas the sages say, that if it gets another blemish on it, then, as a result of the second blemish, a person can slaughter that animal, because your blemish that you did is now irrelevant because it got a second blemish. So the Gemara asks about this. Umikonis Rabbi Eliezer lo'olam, is Rabbi Eliezer really of the position that such a circumstance, the person is punished forever, and even if he gets another blemish, you can't slaughter the animal? There are many, but we have a contradictory source, and the contradictory source comes from what we learned in Tractate Negayim with respect to the affliction of tzaras, which is a skin ailment, a spiritual skin ailment, which we know that you're also not allowed to remove the skin ailment from yourself, the tzaras from yourself. So misha haisalu baharis. So if somebody had this ritually prohibiting this tamei skin ailment on yourself, which is called the baharis, and then what happens was viniktsasa, that if it would fall off on its own, if this baharis, this skin condition, would fall off on its own, tahor, then the person is going to be ritually pure because they did not intend for the skin ailment to fall off. It just fell off on its own. However, kitzatza, if the person intentionally cuts it out, in a case of miskavin, kitzatza miskavin, in a case where they intentionally cut it out, then Rabbi Eliezer is of the position. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that under these circumstances, if they develop another blemish, then you'll become purified from the second blemish. Under these circumstances, Rabbi Eliezer says, once you become purified from the second blemish, you'll also be purified from the first blemish, which you cut off on your own. Whereas the sages say, ad shetifrach bekul, that the sages say, no, you can become purified when the blemish goes throughout your whole body, or until the blemish becomes smaller than the size of a beam. But we see from here a fundamental point that Rabbi Eliezer seems to be contradicting himself. That in the first case, Rabbi Eliezer says that you're never going to be purified, whereas in this case, Rabbi Eliezer says that you'll be purified once you become purified from the second blemish. So how do we deal with this? So the Gemara cites Rabbi Rav Yosef to Amri Trefayo, ki kanes Rabbi Eliezer, when Rabbi Eliezer says that you're going to be punished, that is b'memono. That is in the case of the bechor, when it deals with the money as it relates to the monetary thing that you tried to save money by making a blemish on the firstborn. So there he says you're going to be punished forever. But begufa, as it relates to the person's body with saras, then he's not going to be so severe and give you such a severe penalty. There begufa lo kanis. And so when it comes to your body, he's not going to be so strict. He's not going to be as strict as it relates to the body. Because the Gemara is of the position, Mimono Iko Memor Da'asli Mebet. In the case of the monetary thing, we're worried that he's going to make the blemish upon the animal. But in the case of his body, we're not worried about it because the stakes would be too high. Begufo Miko Memor Da'asli Mebet. But the Gemara then discusses the exact language. Does it say Yitayr Tanan? Rav Papa asked the question, Yitayr Tanan without a Vav or Vitayr Tanan? And the Gemara says, what's the difference about the language of Rabbi Eliezer? Is it saying Tyre or Yitayr? So the Gemara says, well, the distinction will be with relates to a chassan, relates to a groom under certain circumstances, because There's a Mishnah, Maseches Negayim, which tells us that if a groom sees a tzaras upon himself, chasen shener bo nege, he sees this affliction upon himself, knows the moashiva yamim, we give him 7 days, meaning to say he doesn't have to show it to the Kohen immediately. We allow him to have his 7 days of his wedding feast and wedding festival. Lo, thaliso v'chsuso, for him and for his garments and for his cloaks. And v'chein b'rego, knows the lokoi kol arego. And also with respect to a festival, we give him the entire festival before he has to go to the Kohen. Meaning to say we give a groom 7 days to celebrate his festival before we declare him ritually impure. So if you're going to say Yatayr Tanan, if Rebbe Lezer is using a language that's called Yatayr, meaning to say that he's going to be ritually purified from the first affliction immediately once a second affliction comes about, then we're going to say under those circumstances, Mikamaisa Tarway, then in the case of a groom, he's going to become purified immediately. But Labasraisa, but with respect to the other affliction that the groom has, Natrinle Shiva Yamea Mishav. With respect to the second one, we're saying he has to wait until the conclusion of the 7 days of celebration. Whereas if we say Ella Iamris Vayitar Tanan so self kilometamis lebesrais so ametame the kaimi kamaisa, but if we're going to say use an expression of Vayitar, meaning to say he's not going to be purified from the first one until he's purified from the second one, then we say under these circumstances, and it's in a case where he has two afflictions going through the 7 days of his groom, so even though he's not going to become purified from the first one until the conclusion of the second, so it doesn't matter, he's not going to become purified from the first one until the conclusion of the second one, and so therefore it wouldn't help him under those circumstances. But we see here the power of a festival and of a wedding, that even though a person has this ritual impurity, it's so powerful that we think it can override the condition that he's in, the condition of tzaras. That's how much credence we give to a communal joy of like a festival or a wedding, that it overrides the ritual impurity of tzaras.